All right, so the story of how Blues on Fire came to be is really interesting. You mind sharing it?
No, what happened is really kind of an unusual set of circumstances. We had done a tour, myself and my band, last October in Europe. It was very concentrated. We did 19 shows in 21 days in 9 different countries. And when I got back home, you know, so at least, not only was I physically beat, but my ears needed a break, too. And I was scrolling around, and I found AOL Radio, and they had this really cool channel called All Blues. And so I just started listening to that, and just listening, not playing along with it or anything like that. And really, for the first time in my life, really enjoying Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf in a completely new way, which is unusual for, you know, since I've been listening to them forever. But for some reason, all of a sudden, it just all sort of sounded right and made sense to me, and I got it. And in doing that, they would also supply these biographies of, you know, whoever was playing, and in the biographies they'd list some other artists from the 20s and 30s that were influences. And the, you know, in checking out some of these other artists, I was a little familiar with some of the music that was going on in the 20s, but not that much. And then the beginning of this year, John Lappin from Cleopatra Records asked me if I could do 12 songs from the 20s, and it was just right out of the blue, and I thought it was such a coincidence, and I said, yes, I can. I'm uniquely qualified at this point. So I had the same thing when I, you know, the internet is just incredible for being able to research something like this. It's just everything you need is basically right there. So I would, I had a list of artists, and, you know, 10 or 12 different ones, 20 maybe. And in the morning I would listen to one or two and pick 3 songs and then sort of focus down to one or two and find the lyrics, which is great because it's very hard to understand some of the words that these guys were singing, you know. I think they did it on purpose. But I would just find something in the music, a little guitar part or something, and I would steal that for the main guitar riff, and the whole thing, they came together really quickly, you know, and I was on a roll with this one,